auch übernachten. Das ist auch eine Art Jugendherberge. Und vor einigen Jahren war ich auch hier mit meiner Gruppe. Und Heather,
vor zwei Jahren.
Vor zwei Jahren. Und
sorry.
Tell us. Boy, my voice is going. Here, sorry. Can you compare this and ours? I mean, good and bad.
This one you actually have to have, like, they actually close it down. You have to have your key to get into the door. There can be little asses about letting you back in after, like, a certain time, depending on who's there. It's still good food and same type of breakfast and everything we get. Still generally, there's generally four beds per room. Typical same bathroom stuff, except you have a sink in your bedroom here.
And a lot more traffic, of course. This is a huge one, isn't it? Did you notice it?
No, I didn't really notice that much of a difference.
Yeah, it's larger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a lot larger.
But we didn't notice more people,
more central,
though. Because the way we were.
Therefore, if you come back on your own or so, I would advise you to come here.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more expensive than yours now.
Yeah.
And it's
nice.
It's very central.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But 2 or 3 years ago, the group from Lubbock with Dr. Greer, Dr. Merchant, mm-hmm. I guess.
No, Dr. Greer.
Came up and they went into the rooms and then some passports and money was stolen from the beginning. And therefore,
it must have been with Merchant then.
And I think it was with Dr. Merchant.
Oh, okay.
And she really had some trouble just to go to the embassy, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
And these were professional thieves. Therefore, I think you're better off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an interesting